And good morning, George.
Good day once again.
Yes, it is. This is Friday, raining like cats and dogs. It's your fault. We all got wet coming in.
I'll take the blame.
You'll take the blame.
Sure.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I accept full responsibility.
Well, thank you. That's kind of new there. It usually doesn't. Our guest today is Mr. Richard Allen.
Hi, Richard. Yeah.
He is an attorney in Chickasha, but that's not what we're talking about.
Nope.
We're talking about royalty, mineral royalty. And Richard, are you the president of the Mineral Owners Association?
I'm president of the Oklahoma Mineral Owners Association.
Okay.
And that's been in existence back to the later 70s.
Right, right.
So my dad took me to the first meeting, and I've been going ever since then. And we have an annual meeting each year, and that's the reason I appreciate you coming here. And it's going to be a little different. And I'm surprised that when I kind of planned this meeting, I didn't know certain events were going to take place. But it's in line with what's on the news and the newspapers and everything else. Because we're going to have Dana Murphy, who's a corporation commissioner, and she's the one who has developed and the plan. If you've seen the Oklahoman today, they've brought out a plan to address the issue of earthquakes. And this is going to be for her first event where she's going to be talking in regard to what those are. But she's been the number one, I've been advised, she's the number one authority in the commission on this, plus in Oklahoma. So we've set our meeting for the March the 19th, week from Saturday.
Right.
And it's just going to be from 8:30 to 1, and Dana is going to come and present her program. And it's a program that they've developed. And additionally, which kind of falls into some things that are just coming to light today, because as we discussed, fracking, the Democratic presidential candidates yesterday came out against fracking, which surprised me. And it's unbelievable that we would have politicians addressing something that would affect this community that drastically. Because if you abolish fracking, you abolish drilling wells.
Yes.
I mean, that's the number one development of why Oklahoma has become an oil state.
That's right.
Horizontal drilling and fracking and the water that's used is necessary in using those, developing those wells. And to abolish that, or even now for presidential candidates, bringing that up can scare a lot of people, and especially Oklahoma. So, you know, this is something that's coming up. But plus, the OERB has a program on fracking.
Oklahoma Association.
Yes.
Okay.
And Oklahoma Energy Resources
Board.
Oklahoma Energy Resources Board.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. And so I've talked to Mindy Steff, who is in charge of the OERB, and she's going to come and present that program. And I particularly ask her to bring a program they have explaining what horizontal drilling is and what fracking is, so the public can be aware. Now, we need some presidential candidates down here to understand what's going on, but I doubt if that will occur.
Yeah.
But it's really surprising to me that I've set up this meeting of two of the major issues that are coming up. And I'm here to let everybody know we're meeting, where we're meeting. If you want to get current,
come on.
There's a $10 charge per person. That's to cover the expense of the area, plus the coffee and the donuts that we're going to supply. Additionally, I guess it's 2 years ago when we had a program here on the mineral owners.
That's about right.
Yeah. And they presented that program at that time. But now it's really important. We're also going to address pooling. I'm going to address some of the things that I feel that were important going on at the current time. And I better explain this, too. We're meeting out on Northwest Highway at the Catholic Pastoral Center at 7501 Northwest Expressway. Now, if you're coming from Chickasha, just go up the turnpike, go straight on up to Baptist Hospital and take a left, and you'll be there.
On Northwest Highway. Okay.
As you drive out, and I'm kind of explaining this because I want everybody to be able to find where we are. Actually, turn left, I should have said.
Mm-hmm.
And go out to Northwest Expressway, and when you get to 7501 Northwest Expressway, there'll be a big sign there that says the Pastoral Center is there.
North or south side of Northwest Highway?
It's on the north side.
North side.
Now, if you make it to the cemetery, you missed it. It's
gone too far.
But there's a Home Depot almost right correct across from the entry.
What's the north-south street there, do you know? 7501 Northwest Expressway?
Side street.
Well, there's one close by, but west.
About a mile or two west of Baptist, you think, or how far?
No, it's probably three or four.
Okay.
Okay.
It's out there.
All right. And it's going to be a Saturday morning.
Saturday morning.
So the traffic shouldn't be too bad.
Yeah.
Going up to Oklahoma City.
And for everybody there, too, if you hadn't been on Northwest Expressway lately, there is all kind of shopping in there. There's all kind of restaurants out that way. It's a very active area now. You know, if your wife wants to go shopping, come on, stay for the event,
right,
or otherwise. We cut it off at 1 o'clock. We have supplied lunches before, but since all this is available, we decided just to close it off at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Also, we take up and we discuss a lot of current problems in these meetings. And if you have a particular question about things, we take those up. We'll have some attorneys there that explain pooling and a lot of the things that are currently going on. I guess the main problem most people have is with the low oil prices, how's that going to affect everybody? And it's killing us, you know.
Uh-huh.
I tell everybody the story. If you don't mind, I built my house out in Brookmore Edition and moved into it on August the 2nd, 1982. And that's the time Penn Square Bank failed.
Yep.
And
I remember those days. Wow.
And, you know, are we in for that type of situation? The rig count locally has almost ended.
Right.
There are some wells still going on, and there's reasons for that. But to say we're going to have the activity we had before, it's gone. Now, we still have trucks coming through town. We're still maintaining those wells that are producing good. But Grady County is still hot.
Right.
And there are a number of good places to go. But if it's not financially feasible with the low prices, we're not going to have the development we used to have.
We don't really have control of the prices. OPEC, other people are involved in that price determination. I do remember the 80s when it dropped from 50 to 10 mm-hmm. dollars a barrel. That was exciting.
Now it's dropped from 100 to 30.
Yeah. So exciting in a sense that how am I going to pay my bills?
Yeah. And really, you know, our community has prospered. because of the oil and gas situation. We have good salaries out there when they're paying $70,000 and $80,000 for a roughneck. You know, that brings money into it. Now you might address this. I've seen a number of houses coming up for sale.
Well, and the volume of sales is down.
Yeah.
Now, not sharply, but it's slower. This time of year is typically slower, but this is slower, so to speak. People not getting the big salaries for one thing, too, makes everybody else a little nervous because we've seen the results in the past of oil withdrawal and what happens to prices and those kinds of things. But by and large, this time of year is generally slow. This is a little slower. But in the new addition that's being built on the south side of Country Club Road, now for a long time we didn't sell, and we sold a couple of houses out there. So it's not dead. If you think about selling a house, it's still not a bad time. It's just not like it was, you know, when you throw it on the market and get out of the way because somebody's having you move out because they're going to take it. I think what I've suggested, anything, restaurants, places like that, don't seem to be as full. Now, the restaurant people may have a different number, so don't take that for gospel. Just take it this. People not spending. But what I do notice, 4th and Grand, when things were busy, I had to wait through the light many times, two times, before I could cross 4th Street. It's not a problem anymore. Light changes and you go, you know. And that's lack of traffic, which means in that restaurants, service stations, and people like that are not seeing the amount of business that did at one time. But fortunately, I think we've had people manage their fares pretty well, and I'm not seeing any drastic events. But you guys can be a judge of that as much as I am.
Richard, just curious about the mineral owners, and I'm sure people have various interests in as far as amount of the mineral owner minerals that they mineral rights that they have and the amounts of money they get every month.
Yes.
So, what would you say for the small royalty owner to try to get through this slow time here?
Well, there's definitely a circumstance. What the royalty owner needs to do, and this goes back to the 70s, if an oil company gets in trouble, and we've had some circumstances lately of certain things happening in Oklahoma City that kind of scare me, is why things occur. But you have to watch and analyze what your check is, compare it back to what you've been getting, because the time before we had a number of oil companies start deducting costs,
yes,
against royalty owners, which they are not supposed to do.
If the lease is correctly done, no, they're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even unless they admit that in the lease.
Right, right.
And when mineral owners, of course, we encourage mineral owners to know what they're doing when they sign that lease because it's very important. But you've got to realize from the 80s forward to not too long ago, over $1 billion of judgments were given against the oil companies in Oklahoma by costs that were cut out. One particular case I remember was somebody was just deducting 7 cents a 1,000 cubic feet for cost. Well, you figure out how many a large company does, multiply those figures out, and you can see. Can I back up a minute? And
sure.
If anybody's interested in the fracking deal and wants to get on the internet, the OERB does have that available. And I encourage everybody, when they have royalties or any question comes up, the first thing you need to do is look at the Corporation Commission's rulings, find out. There's a lot of information in the Corporation Commission you can get over.
It's public.
Yeah, it's public.
Yeah.
And it's simple to, you know, say you have a well that's producing 100 barrels a day. You know pretty much what the price is. You know, you can take some simple eighth grade math, figure out what it is, take your percentage of that, and you can get an idea of what you ought to be doing. And these things you need to do, plus you need to know what's happening in the surrounding area. I think you're going to find out that when all this is over, the old boom's going to come back, because we've got a number of areas, even what you and I have, that they dismissed on, that are producible, good-paying projects. And Grady County is really fortunate in where we're located, because we're in the hot part of Oklahoma right now. And hopefully, with the price of oil and everything else, could be sustained. And that's one thing I'm upset about, is that the federal government does not try to keep the price of oil up, because it's such an economic benefit to so much of the state, you know, and the nation.
You know, it's interesting. The times we go through, remember the 80s, and then we had the drastic cutback. Then we've had some bumps in between. Now I got another drastic cutback. But that's the nature of that business.
That's true.
They can overproduce faster than anybody, faster than any business I know. It drives the prices down and then causes all the havoc that we go through now. And well, about whatever 10 years or so, we seem to do that.
But, well, every 10 years, every 20 years.
Yeah, whatever it is, but we repeat the pattern. And will we ever learn?
I don't know. I don't think people realize how badly this is going to hurt Oklahoma.
Oh.
You know, when you talk $1.3 billion shortfall, now that's $1,300 million. That's an enormous check. You know, we say billions and trillions. That doesn't seem like much, but you start figuring on what it is and where that money's going to come from and what's our educational system, everything else that's going to happen.
Yeah, I know the state's having a terrible budget shortage. Schools are likewise. A lot of that is oil-related.
Yes.
And you get used to it, so you keep budgeting for something that may or may not be there.
Oklahoma, I don't think everybody realized it, but 7.25% was always paid to the state of Oklahoma.
Yes.
As gross production tax.
Right.
And that has been given away to the oil company under a lot of circumstances. And that's one of the problems we've incurred. You know, of course we can analyze, but.
Yeah. Sounded good at the time to took the tax away.
Yeah.
Now then the state's looking at, I don't say they missed it as much as they did. I mean, how much is the amount of money that they're
$1.3 billion dollars, for the next year.
Yeah.
And they've already cut, I forget how much for the current fiscal year already, just another $250 million just a week or so ago. So it's
a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I understand they're taking some of the rainy day fund.
Yes.
And I didn't know how much is in there, and nobody seems to say.
About 250, right around 250 million, I believe, is
what's in there. It's a long way from a billion.
Sure is.
Yeah,
Not near big enough rainy day fund.
No, our state lawmakers have their work cut out for them, no doubt.
Yes, they certainly do. It's going to be interesting to see what they do. And because some of these expenses are legitimate, some were things hoped for, but a lot of they need to operate. It's going to be kind of exciting.
But boy, that's true. You know, I better not commit.
Well, and the state budget's right around $6 billion or something like that, maybe seven. And I remember it hadn't been that too long ago. It was half that.
Yes.
So I mean, it's grown quite a bit over the last 15 or 20 years. But like you said, John, you get used to the staffing. You get used to.
Yes.
The spending you've had over the previous 5-10 years, and when it comes time to try to, you know, make those important decisions to tighten that belt, it can be difficult.
I do want to defend my profession. Realtors, or the Real Estate Commission, operates off of license fees. We don't get state appropriations. that makes it a lot easier. What scares you is if you got a couple of dollars laying around, will they come and try to get it? You know, and you, if you're any business at all, you do have reserves, just in case things happen. They may consider those reserves as necessary, although it's not that much money. Still, in mine and ours, it's still a lot of money, but not to the state in billions short.
So. Well, one of the programs, I don't know if you all noticed this, was one of the representatives wanted to basically rob the road fund
right.
of a substantial sum, and then they have the highway department then issue a bond to reimburse them for that.
Right, right.
Which means going out and borrow more money. But somebody's right. got to pay it back.
Well, at some point, you got this going to come due.
Yeah.
So I guess then you hope that things have recovered and you're going to have the money to do that. But some roads aren't going to be built in the future that would have been built, so it's going to happen.
Well, of course, I know they've got a definite problem. But
oh, boy.
I kind of got to admit they're the ones the fault of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Ready day funds are wonderful things as long as you fund them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we don't always do all the fun you, because we tried before and didn't get it done, did we?
No.
So I don't know if we funded this time or not. I think they did some, but not all of it.
I think they've robbed it a few times, to be polite. But
it's easier to say to your constituents, we'll do that and take the money out of rainy day fun when it's not raining. Now suddenly, can you get it back?
We got a storm going on right now.
We got a storm going now. We sure do. You know, I'd ask a question. Talk about the Mineral Rights Association and such. How important is that to John Jones and his minerals here in Grady County or wherever?
Well, the main thing we try to do is to educate. And we've also, especially back in the 70s and 80s, we did a lot of lobbying because of certain types of problems we were going when somebody was losing, when they were taking part of the royalty check, we wanted to definitely make it illegal. But the main thing we're trying to do is just, there's so much information out there, somebody that can make a decision about whether to lease or not to lease. The Corporation Commission has a hearing in regard to this. They're responsible to pay the highest surrounding nine sections that's been paid in that area. So why jump out and take your first offer, you know, when you could hold back, and if they're going to drill on you, then you know you're going to get the best price.
Yes.
And a lot of this, and I try to explain to them that if you go to the Corporation Commission, you can get on what's in the adjoining section. Have they drilled over there? What the well produced? And it's simple to find out how much money, the possibility that will occur.
Right.
And that's information, you know, that I've used, and it's been profitable. But you got to know what the prospects are
right.
in any type of drilling operations. There's parts of this county that still wells are producing.
Right.
Natural gas, and still the checks are fairly decent, but they've been cut down half to three-fourths, but still they're practical. And there's some oil companies that maybe want to go ahead and drill if they own their own rigs and they've got commitments and funds that they've obtained to do a drilling operation, and they understand it might be a while before, but maybe you want to stay away from those type of deals.
Well, you know, if they want to drill, the royalty price may not be as high as you desire. Of course, they can force pool, understand that. But the power of money in your hands is worth a whole lot of more so than hope of
That's
getting
true.
Money sometime in the future. So sometimes you take less than you want or less than the neighbor's got, but think what you can do with the money that it produces. And if it's productive for you, then you take the lower price and go on.
Especially in our age group.
Yeah, but we got to outlive it. That's our problem now.
I kind of feel sometimes to tell my kids I'm working for their retirement.
Yes. Boy, there's some truth in that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of truth in that, but which is okay. You know, you know, people ask occasionally on house lots. Some have minerals and some don't. But to determine that, if you do or don't, it's kind of a process.
It is.
Yeah.
It's the important things anybody has.
Right.
Is to know where their property is, and there's numbers associated with every lot.
Yes.
And of course, you in the real estate business right. understand that. And they, you know, there's records at the courthouse.
Yes.
And you go up to the courthouse and see all these kids taking pictures of everything over there. What they're doing is tracing to try to find out who's the owner,
yes.
how much they have, and that's really one of the important things you, every person needs to know, is what you have, where it is, and you can take those numbers and go to the Corporation Commission, and you can see if there's been a well drilled on that
right.
property. Or you can see wells around there can be, and get an idea. There's production. When a well is completed, they have to file a report with the Corporation Commission as to what the well will produce, and they run a test, and that is public record. And by taking that public record and just doing some simple eighth grade math, you can find out what they're going to receive. Although you need to understand those figures are what the first production is, and it doesn't mean it'll always produce
no,
that amount.
No, and the price will never always be yeah. the same.
Yeah.
Got a question about, say, I have some property in town, but I just have surface rights. I don't have the mineral rights. I can go to the courthouse and find out who has those, and is there any chance I could get them?
Okay. Two things. There is a law that's been passed that allows cities to restrict drilling in their communities. So I'm going to tell you a practical person. If you own a lot out here, and it's a 70-foot or 100-foot lot, you figure that up, you might have less than a third acre. If you reserve the minerals when you sell that, you're even if the well's drilled, you know, a third of acre ain't going to pay you much.
Going to be minimal, yeah.
And is it worth the trouble? And especially as an attorney in my practice, when you examine abstracts, you get very upset to see somebody reserving minerals. And the time it takes, your bill is going to be much more than that interest is worth. So you've got to, I do not encourage people to hold on to their minerals. But
so they should have several acres of,
yes.
of mineral rights before it's really cost effective to do that.
To do it otherwise, it's difficult. And you've just got to figure out what the size is.
Yeah, we hear people all the time wanting to buy mineral rights. So
yes, and... Okay. I encourage people to understand when people are out there want to buy, and you can see it on TV, want to buy mineral rights. Well, how much are my minerals worth? If we're producing money, you ought to take a roughly 4 to 5 year valuation on that to put a price on it. If you're getting $100 a month, then it ought to be worth $5,000 or $6,000. But just to accept a letter, you know, and this goes, one of the big problems you have is there are more con men in the oil business than you can imagine. And really in the area of those letters of contacts, you need to know what you've got to determine a value that you can receive. And mainly people are out there wanting to buy your lease when there's a prospect going on. Would it be better to hold? You know, what's your prospect? And just what you said earlier, you know, if you're our age, you're probably better off leasing and enjoy that money when you can.
That's right.
But you can take a quarter lease instead of a 3/16 or an eighth lease. And for heaven's sake, don't go past a 3-year period. Do not allow some figure down the line to renew that lease.
Yes.
And, you know, That's one of the things, because you're technically can be given a five-year lease. So especially in times like now, they'll want an extension for such and such. Well, I wouldn't advise to do that.
Now, extensions, I'm opposed to extensions personally. If I've got a little royalty, I don't want them to have the automatic right and a set price for sure, because things might have got really busy and the price could be substantially different. The only other thing to look at, if you've got some minerals, somebody wants to buy them, look at how it would help you today at the prices, market or more. Can you use the money for something right now that would help you, rather than waiting till maybe the well may or may not be drilled? It may be years. It may not be a good well, too. So you kind of judge that based on, can you use the money today that would be beneficial to you? Good grief, we're out of time, aren't we, George?
Already.
Well, it always ends this way, Richard. You run out of time, about the time it starts getting good. But I want to thank you for being here today and talking to us about minerals. It's a great subject in the state of Oklahoma, for sure.
And I really invite everybody to come to Oklahoma City out in Northwest Expressway. I think this is going to be a very entertaining and training deal of information, and I encourage people to come.
Now, you're still president of the association, are you not?
Of the State Mineral Owners Association.
State Mineral Owners
Association. And have been for a long time.
Yeah. I can't get anybody else to volunteer.
Right. I understand the situation. Yeah. Typical. You're doing it? Okay, that's just fine.
You but I'll tell you right now, this is going to be the best one because it's current.
Yes.
Every issue there will be in the newspapers almost.
Right. Yeah, good. Well, it's time to end. Richard, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for asking.
Bringing us an interesting program. Well, George, as we end all of these things, I want to thank the people for listening. And if you think about buying or selling real estate, things will go a lot better for you since you're 21 and mostly real estate.